This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to episode 56 of North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have good neighbor Datavius Lucas with Faith First Fitness. Hi, Datavius. How are you?
Hello. Good evening. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing great. You're bringing some good positive energy to this already. It's yes. A pleasure to have you on. We're excited. And we're going to just go ahead and jump in, Datavius, and have you tell us about your business. Tell us about Faith First Fitness.
Okay, well, before we get started, can we just take a moment to be present and just release all the hats that we had on today and just be in the moment? Could you guys just take a deep breath with me and breathe in your nose really fast? And we're going to let it out your mouth. One more time on your arm. Breathe in your nose. Let it out your mouth. All right. That was a little mindfulness practice. My name is Datavius Lucas, and I'm a youth exercise specialist. I founded the company Faith First Fitness in 2017 to inspire the health and wellness of all children.
Awesome. Well, I love breathing exercises already. I'm a fan. I do that and believe in them. So that's awesome. And so you're dedicated to help youth. I didn't realize that part. So that's awesome. So we'll go ahead now and tell our listeners about your journey. What led you to start Faith First Fitness?
Well, growing up, I was encouraged by sports. I had an amazing PE teacher who always kept us encouraged when we went out to PE. So I think that would kind of inspire me early, just having a good PE teacher that was inspiring to us and having fun when we went out to PE. From that, I was inspired to play sports. I played football and ran track. So growing up, I had sports to kind of keep me encouraged and keep me focused. The extracurricular activity helped me to stay focused in school. I was really intelligent, really smart, but I had I believe I had ADHD. I just wanted to move, didn't want to sit down and do homework. So I needed that outlet to keep me focused in school. So if it wasn't for sports in my life, then I don't think that I would have finished school. So that gave me that encouraging factor to finish school. And so I was right after high school, I was involved in a head-on car collision. It was really bad. I broke my hip and pelvis and had to go through two surgeries. And from there, I was hindered from continuing my sports career. And so after I got over that heartache and that hardship, I saw it fit to inspire children to find their way to be fun or find their fun in being active.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's a heartfelt reason for getting into a business for sure. When sports was what, you know, not saved you, or maybe, but it really kept you on the right path, you know, through school and then immediately after school to lose the ability to continue your sports career. I love that you made something positive out of that and reached other kids to have that same motivation, you know, to keep them on track. So that sounds, I'm very interested. I know that I talked before the show, I'm a veteran teacher of almost 20 years and you're so right. Like there are so many kids who sports is the reason that they're, you know, that's the reason they want to be in school. That's the part that they love. You know, they had that one good coach or that one good PE teacher who showed them that they were good at that. And then also encourage academics. I mean, it really is a team effort. And I love that you are being proactive and being a part of the solution. So thank you. I'm happy to hear about that. Well, so I'm sure you have a lot of these in the fitness industry, but are there any myths or misconceptions that you about your business in particular or about the industry itself that you would like to clear up with our listeners today?
I think the myths more so I'm on just speaking from an overall perspective is that fitness is, you know, hard and it's stressful and it's not fun. I think that's one of the myths I like to break down is that what we like to do is help you find your fun in being fit. So we don't want you to go and get that trainer that way you got to look to and say, man, I don't want to go here for an hour and work out with Coach Lucas. We want you to be motivated to say, okay, well, if it's not an hour, let's go in for 20 minutes where you're like, okay, I can do the 20 minutes to where that you can build the consistency of that. So I don't want to work you out to pain you. I want to work you out to where you feel good about yourself. And so after you continue to feel good about yourself, I feel like you'll continue to be consistent with the feel of feeling good. And even with my clients, I don't want them to focus on weight loss. I want them to focus on being consistent and see how they feel in the consistency. And then the consistency will bring about big change. And so that's one of the myths with my clients that I like to do. But our focus is really with the children. When I started off, I was doing adults, but I found a huge focus on the children. And the myth with them is that, especially now, a lot of them are being sedentary and they don't want to move. You say the word workout, it's like homework to them. You know, fitness, they get stressed out immediately. And so with the kids, we call it fun. So we get out there and we say, hey, let's just have some fun. And before you know it, they're having fun, they're burning lots of energy, and they're working out. We don't tell them that, but they're working out. So we come in with these obstacle courses, these relay races, field day type games, and these keep the kids encouraged, where we have the least active child will come out and join our session, and they'll have the most fun. You can see that they only lack the resources or the opportunity to be a healthier child.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I love what you said about that you don't call it even working out with them, you know, that like if you're setting attainable, reachable goals with these kids, you know, and that may be 20 minutes versus an hour, you know, and they're accomplishing those goals, that sense of accomplishment and that sense of, you know, of, hey, oh, I can do this. And it was fun, because that really is how kids work. you've got that figured out for sure. So that's awesome. Well, so we'll shift gears for a second. And I have a sneaking suspicion I'm going to kind of know what your answer is a little bit here. But when you're not working, when you're not, you know, working for work, what are you doing for fun?
Well, that's kind of hard because I've been in this entrepreneurship role and it's like, do I even do stuff for fun? It's like when I'm doing fun stuff, it's like I'm still studying or I'm looking at a documentary that talks about obesity in America with kids or so. Right. But if I really try to take my hat off and do something that's not of the business, it's like I would go into a yoga class. I like to look at Eventbrite. Eventbrite has a lot of free opportunities, a lot of free things that you can find out that's on the north side of town or that's in downtown Atlanta area. So I like to look at Eventbrite and just find something to go do, some yoga or some live music. Or I even like to go and check out some of my children's football games. It's just children that I work with. I like to go to high school football games. I've been to about 5 of Norcross games this year. So I always can find to go support one of these children or just go into nature and go camping. A lot of times it's like the nature and just to shut off for a minute because I'm so busy working with the children all the time, giving lots of energy.
Oh, you are speaking my language. I'm a firm believer in nature therapy.
Yes.
I really do. I find it unbelievably grounding. And then I know that we talked about this before we started recording, but you said you've been to 5 Norcross games, and there's a reason for that, because you are an athlete of yourself, and you went to spend some time at Norcross High School, right?
Yes. That's yes, awesome. I'm a Norcross High alumni. Blue Devils, go Blue Devils. played some great football at Norcross. Very grateful for Norcross and the diversity of the school that they have there. Really great program. I learned a lot there. It was really awesome coming from DeKalb County to the north side of town, just seeing the difference in the demographics. And it was like going from high school to college. The facility was amazing. So I'm really definitely grateful for that opportunity.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, and I love that you're an Atlanta native. I too lived numerous places in the Atlanta suburbs over the years, but it's a really just neat, vibrant community. And, you know, Norcross is really close to I'm in Dunwoody is where I reside, and it's just a great place to live.
Yeah, place. I grew up right on that Dunwoody Norcross cusp, right on Peachtree Corners.
Yeah,
Winter's Chapel, right between there. So I'm very familiar with that area.
Yeah, I knew you were, and I love that you're still going to support your team. Dunwoody High School just had its 50th year anniversary this year, and there's been a whole lot of doing a whole lot of cool things for the alum here as well. So it's just I love that you're still plugged in and connected. That's awesome. Well, so we're going to shift gears again to Tavius. Or should I be calling you Coach Lucas, I guess? That's what you go by. Yeah. We won't tell it anybody else. But Coach Lucas. So if we're going to shift gears again from fun into hardships. And we did, you know, you kind of touched on a hardship earlier, and that may be what you want to expand on, but is there a hardship or challenge that you have faced in life that you can say now, for having been through that experience, come out on the other side of it, that you are stronger, better for that today?
We've already touched on my car accident, but I think really just the entrepreneurship period, just the role of I've been in business for about 10 years now. And just to make it to the 10-year mark has been a challenge. The name of my company is called Faith First Fitness. So the main thing was like keeping the faith. So it's right. Like, okay, you got to name this company Faith First Fitness. Well, you're gonna learn some faith on this journey. And so I've had my car burned down, my company truck that I had just finished paying the last car note on. Mm-hmm. And about 2 months later, the car burned down in front of my house. Some electrical problem, but it was fine. I was able to keep going, and I've had many roadblocks, but the faith has allowed me to keep going and keep going. I think the most recent one that's been a challenge is we've been growing. We have been hiring employees, and we've been getting new contracts, but along with that comes the working capital. And so well, a lot of businesses fail. They don't have the money in the reserve to be able to pay the employees. So I've had times where my rent was late, my car note was late. It was almost on the repo because I need to pay my employees and wait for the contractors to pay me. And it's a lot of times these contractors have been months late. And I can't tell my employees, hey, guys, I know you went to work, but I can't afford to pay you right now. And so...
That is a real struggle. I mean, it's with entrepreneurship, you know, when you're starting something that is truly, that resonates with me as another entrepreneur, from one entrepreneur to another.
just that working capital would be one of our biggest challenges, because I've had to take meals off my table to make sure the company was okay. But it's been a learning thing, and I've took on part-time jobs just to make sure I can keep that reserve up until the reserve gets big enough to where we don't have to take on the part-time. So it was a learning thing, and we've learned to get around that curve and to apply for or more funding to keep in that reserve so that we can continue to expand. But now we've got the reserve.
That's right.
The next problem was finding reliable employees that want to go and continue. Like, we get people that work for a couple of weeks and like, well, I think I'm changing gears. I'm like, what?
Gosh, employee retention. Yes.
Employee retention. But with faith, we're going to get through it all. We've gotten through it all, and it's going to continue to get better.
Yeah. And I imagine too, especially with, it's even a part of your name, you know, Faith First Fitness, that it's harder to find employees that fit your mission, you know, that believe in your mission, or that represent, because I know as an entrepreneur, I'm very particular about things that have my name on that, you know, like my two publications, for instance, you know, like I have to believe in everything that I'm putting in, and because my name's on it and my reputation, and it's very important to me. And so when your brand Faith First Fitness, you know, you have to be consistent with that brand and who you bring on. And that's got to be a challenge. You know, that's got to be a little tough.
And that's where I had to get some more faith at, because I was trying to do everything. This, that. And I'm like, I don't.
I feel like I'm talking to the male version of me right now.
Yeah, the schools was like, hey, well, you're great, but what about this? And I'm like, well, I can't find another Coach Lucas. So I have to secure this brand first with the energy that Coach Lucas has. I don't want to send someone out that's not even a fraction of Coach Lucas to represent the brand. And so right. Then I had to, I'm always studying, watching inspirational things. And I saw something that TD Jakes, he said, hey, he was the same way, but he was like, hey, if that's faith, I have to trust that God's going to send me somebody that can continue to carry the brand, because I can only do so much to expand the brand. And, we just finished. I don't know if you heard about Start Me. There's a program called Start Me ATL, a really good business accelerator course out of Emory University. It's called Start Me ATL. I joined that course, got some great mentors, and they were on me like, hey, if you really want to expand this company, you have to learn how to be the business owner and not just the coach. So you have to learn how to take this model and
you have to be your own CEO.
Yeah, and so, yeah,
and scale your business. I know.
Yeah, so I have my partner. She didn't know anything about fitness, and I had this contract where one of my coaches didn't show up on the day of, and I was like, "Hey, I need you to go." And I trained her up, showed her how to do the program, and she ended up staying for 2 years and did a great job. And that showed me that okay, this is a scalable program where I can train somebody up and they can go and run this program. And do it in a way
that you're proud of, you know, yes. Like that's, and that was, I think, one of the hardest lessons for me in entrepreneurship too, is learning to let go of things and trust, like, you know, Kiana, who's in the studio with us right now. But Kiana's I first started calling her my assistant and booking agent. And now, like, I just call it what it is. She does everything with production, you know, and to have the right people in place that you trust, you know, and that it is an invaluable resource. Changes everything. Once you find the right people to put in place, it really does. That is life changing. So I'm glad you were able to find that. And she stayed for 2 years, you know, and she didn't know anything about fitness. So that's wonderful. We're really kind of about to wrap up, but is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know about your business? What the structure looks like, if you come to them, if it's virtual, or you do, like, tell us how you operate.
First off, we are the number one children's wellness company in the world. First, I want you guys to know that.
We're going to take it.
We really take children's wellness really, really seriously. It's really important to us. When we started, Georgia was the number five leading state in child obesity. And so we're really here to tackle that child obesity. Right now, Georgia, 1 in 10 children, I believe, will be obese by their 5th birthday.
And, that is a staggering statistic.
Yeah. So it's, I think, and children that between 2 and 5 are becoming obese right now. A lot of children between 2 and 5. So a lot of daycares that I work in, like Georgia Decals, requiring that, they're not requiring, but they're encouraging centers to start wellness policies to help out, to be more mindful of the wellness of the children between the ages of 0 and 5. And so, we're really serious about tackling this children wellness thing, and getting the kids more fit, getting the kids active, and just teaching the children the knowledge. We have pioneered a nutrition program now. So our newest program is where we're going into the schools. We're teaching the kids in a child-friendly way about vitamins, nutrition, minerals, and carbs. And we're making a healthy snack with them every class. So we're getting in there and we're teaching them about how to take care of their bodies to grow into healthy, strong adults from kindergarten to 3rd grade.
Wonderful. And so, that's great that you're partnering with schools. So what age do you start actually working with kids? Like besides going into schools and working with the programs, what age range do you?
Great questions. We actually started them at 2 years old. We have a toddler.
I love that. Yay.
We were partnered with Atlanta Beltline, and we have a toddler fitness program where we start them off at 2 years old, taking them through these obstacle courses. You wouldn't believe it the way that we have 2 and 3 year olds going through these obstacle courses on the balance beams, working on their physical development skills, and they're excited. And these kids know Coach Lucas. They're excited. They go home talking about Coach Lucas, and they can't wait to come back to Tyler Fitness class. And so that's our motto, is start children healthy, grow them strong. We start them at 2 and 3 years old being active. They're going to continue to be active for the remainder of their life. And so that's our – I think that's one of the biggest things we're proud of, just being able to start that first coach-player relationship and get them started at such a young age.
That is wonderful. Like, I was not expecting you to say that you started at two. Like that was a very – I was thinking it would be school age or – you know, that's – I think that is absolutely phenomenal. You know, as a former elementary school teacher, you know, I applaud you. That is wonderful that you're starting with kids that young, and any parents out there that are listening right now, you know, I'm just going to throw this plug in. Even if your child is not struggling with obesity at two, getting them involved in fitness as early as possible is only going to benefit them. You know, like, there is no downside that I know of. I mean, maybe there is, but I don't want to just speak out of turn. But I cannot, you know, as a mother of two that have grown two grown children now, and you know, a teacher of hundreds of kids in elementary school, it is my personal opinion and professional opinion that there is no, you can't start too early. You know?
I have children coming at 2 and 3 years old, they say, "Coach, did you bring smoothies?" Because sometimes we get smoothies for the kids. We call it caterpillar juice because we have our character. If you see them on my shirt here, that's Fun Freddy. So Fun Freddy.
Okay, y'all can't see that, but he has a very, very cute little logo of Freddy. Oh, he's adorable.
So we made him to make it more interactive for the children. We also have a children's book where it's an interactive yoga book about, it's called Fruits and Veggies Fun Freddy. Teaches the kids about getting outside, playing, getting off of the games, and doing yoga, getting outside to have fun and eating healthy all in one in a really fun way. It's an interactive book that comes with a song and you move along with the book. So be on the lookout for that. That'll be out in January. It's already finished, but we're just putting the marketing together so I can really, really hit the children in a really fun way.
Well, that is so exciting. I am so glad to have had you on here. Coach Lucas, if people want to reach out and learn more, what is the best way for them to get in touch with you?
You can reach out to us at our website. It's fffkids.com. That's like FFF Faith First Fitness. So fffkids.com. Or you can give us a call at 678-914-7132.
Wonderful. Well, it has truly been a pleasure. I appreciate you being on. Look forward to talking to you in the future as well.
Okay. All right. Before we leave, I'm going to leave you guys with some encouragement. Okay. All right.
Please do.
If you guys are out there entrepreneuring or you got some goals that you're trying to reach, you must believe in yourselves first. Okay. So when I say I can, I want you to say do it. Okay. I can
do it.
I can.
Do it.
Good. That's one of the things we like to do with our kids. There you
go. I was a cheerleader, if that counts. I come out with my pom-poms. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you again. It has been wonderful, Coach Lucas. I look forward to catching up with you again.
Okay.
And that's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacey Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com or call 470-946-7007.